They swarmed Occoquan Beach, Florida, taking control of prime holiday sand and surf. Then, just like that, they vanished, leaving behind the damage. Spoiled vacations, red welts, discarded containers of vinegar and Benadryl, and a crew of exhausted lifeguards. A flotilla of mauve stingers, a kind of jellyfish that summers usually in the Mediterranean, staked a claim on 16 kilometers of beach here and stayed through Memorial Day weekend, finally pulling out of town on Wednesday. The stingers, reddish and small, some no bigger than a golf ball, coated the beaches, sending a steady stream of screeching beachgoers to the lifeguard stations. Lifeguards warned people to stay out of the water and avoid the wet sand where the jellyfish, which have long tentacles, stood guard. The majority of beachgoers, including many who were in town waiting to leave on cruises, heeded the advice. But with the sweltering weather and the cool surf beckoning only steps away, a few vacationers were intent on getting their money's worth. A few men dared one another to wade in. They did, and then sprinted directly to the lifeguard stands. Kids being kids, they scooped up the irresistibly squishy jellyfish and flung them at one another. Ouch! Suddenly, the surfers were wearing full wetsuits in 26-degree surf. Tourists struggled to build sandcastles with dry sand because the jellyfish had taken control of the wet sand. Convenience stores and pharmacies ran full out of Benadryl cream and vinegar, which is used to neutralize the sting. Lifeguards treated 1,800 people for jellyfish stings last week. A few were sent to hospitals after suffering allergic reactions. The sting of the mauve stinger is akin to a bee's. Biologists say jellyfish are flourishing in warmer ocean waters and are washing up more frequently onto beaches.